If you will allow me, I'd like to begin today by reading a little bit of church teaching to you. This is from the document Lumen Gentium, the Dogmatic Constitution of the Church. Good stuff. That actually wasn't a joke, and 430 Mass laughed at that too, so probably a sign for me somehow. Now, the point of me reading this is that it actually is very much related to our theme for today, that Christmas is a holiday that is perpetually looking forward in time. It's not all that much, it's not so much about history as it is what is yet to come. Okay? So without further ado, Lumen Gentium, paragraph 48. The promised renewal that we look for has already begun in Christ. It is continued in the mission of the Holy Spirit. Through the Spirit, it goes on developing in the church. The end of ages is already with us. The renewal of the world has been established, and it cannot be revoked. In our era, it is in a true sense anticipated. The church on earth is already sealed by genuine, if imperfect, holiness. Now, what that little blurb means, first of all, it means that Christ is at work in the world through the ministry of the church in all of its forms, as well as the grace of the Holy Spirit in all the little ways that he likes to work. This also means that this renewal of the world that's happening little by little, year by year, this renewal of the world will not be revoked. Can't be taken back. It is sealed with genuine, if imperfect, holiness. Now, Christmas is a time of new beginnings in a world in the midst of change. And it's true that, you know, new beginnings can happen any time. But this time specifically is the time of the year when it's at least a little bit easier to believe that the world is somehow closer to salvation. And yeah, we can say that even though steps backward are taken as well. Steps that take us farther from salvation somehow. And I don't know about you, but I think 2015 and 2016 had plenty of steps back that were taken. I mean, just so much happened that brought out the worst in us as a people. And that's not an unreasonable way to distinguish a good year from a bad one. I don't know. The point is, salvation is not a 100% forward process. That would be too simple. Some steps back are a part of the journey. And that brings me to an important detail you may have missed when I read my little snippet of a paragraph. Imperfect holiness. It doesn't just apply to individuals, it applies to the entire church. Is the church holy? Yeah, yes, certainly. Is the church perfect? Ha! The church is perfect like my left eye is perfect. For those of you in the back, my left eye is the one that's totally gross today. Like, don't look at my left eye and eat at the same time. Just don't do it. You will mistake. That's imperfect holiness. And all of you are holy in that same way. It is imperfect, but it's real. It is genuine. It is there. You can suppress it You can ignore it. Nothing can actually destroy it. And we can work with that. We can work with that because with Christ, perfection is not a requirement. You know, that's part of the joy of mercy and redemption. It is okay to be yourself, flaws and all. And really, in a way, that is what we're celebrating today, the splendor of who we really are. We're not gods. We're not legends. We're not any of that. We're people. And God loves us for that. He loves us so much that he shared fully in our humanity as a result. So believe. Believe that salvation is a part of you, but also believe that you are a part of salvation. Because Christ is not done with us. Christ is coming, and he will come next year and the year after that and on and on and on. He's not done with the world because you are still here. And there is tremendous work to be done. Okay? Work for all of us. And you know, churches of any denomination are always at their best when that work of Christ is present, valued, and appropriately focused upon. And by the same logic, those churches will start to crumble when that purpose of increasing holiness in the world gets lost somehow. Sometimes the culprit is excessive zealousness, because extreme measures are rarely helpful in the long run. I think a lot of you understand that. Other times the culprit is good old-fashioned apathy. But whatever the case, it's still a step backward. Okay? It's still against where God wants us to go. It's still against what God wants us to do. That is true for individuals and for the church. The Catholic Church is far from perfect. Woo, you can take my word on that. But at the same time, I promise you that there is something here to believe in, because Christ is alive in the world, and I have seen what the love of God can really do. Now, I know that statistically speaking, there are many of you here that are in church for the first time in a while. Relax. I'm glad you're here. Really, I am. I understand that this whole religion thing can be a bit tricky at times. There is no small measure of hypocrisy in the mix, and there is a lot of hurt among us right now. I mean, like, literally right now. Like, I can see some of it because it's my congregation in a certain sense. Even though all of that is real. You know, those are the flaws I was talking about a while ago. It's like our it's like our collective imperfections are all bundled up into one church. And even though that's totally a thing, I am glad you're here anyway. Because there is power in gathering in faith. There is power in believing in something like the idea that there's more to reality than we just see on the surface. And if you can believe that, it is not all that difficult to believe that all of this matters. All of it. Not just the church, but everyone in the church. Nothing in life is a truly wasted effort. Not the kindness that you showed in life, not your curiosity or creativity, and certainly not your worship. It all matters to God. And this is the day that makes it all possible. This is Christmas, the day that new beginnings happen. So I sincerely hope and pray this time, this place together makes things easier or more fulfilling for you. Because Christ is alive in the world. New beginnings can happen, and it's okay to be less than perfect. Let Christ be your strength when you're so weak you don't even know why you're bothering. But in return, let yourself be Christ's strength here and now. Because there is work for every single one of us to do. And that work truly matters in the eyes of God. So believe in Him and believe in yourself.